Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Reactions to this decision. Was it a surprise, first of all, or not?
It was a surprise. Because I think when you look at this through an evidence-based lens, the applicant has not met the criteria for the standards. It's a legal process. There's a standard. It must be followed. You have to show evidence. It can't be based on conjecture and good narrative. And that's what we got a lot of. And I think for that reason, it was a surprise.
But they're in fact saying the opposite, that your arguments were, you know, conjecture and not based on facts and the like.
Our role here as the property owner is to respond to what was put forth by the applicant. And if you've read the applicant's materials, there's a lot of conjecture. What if it could have been? I don't think that the applicant has as much fact as it was taken for a value. And our role is to respond to that. So I think it's unfortunate.
What's your confidence level that the Common Council will not designate it as a local landmark? Obviously, went through this process, say, but it's the Common Council makes the final decision.
Correct. It's hard to say, really, where they'll fall. I'm sure that they'll look at the evidence. I'm sure that they'll get advice from the various bodies here at City Hall that will provide them with guidance on all of the relevant matters. And we'll see what the outcome is when they meet.
When does this go to the... Does this go to the Legislation Committee and then to the...
I'm not certain, but I think it will go to Common Council, then to Committee, then move on. But Councilman Rivera's, or maybe better to speak to that.
Has Sinatra Real Estate already gone through the process of trying to come up with an alternative plan if... This is indeed figured
Correct.
Out.
We did look at an alternative. We were challenged by the City of Buffalo Planning Board to do so. We went back to the City of Planning Board, and we demonstrated why that was not a viable option, and we stand by that. That is not a viable option.
So there is an alternative plan, though, in case this doesn't work out in your favor.
It's not a viable.
Is there a way to make it viable? One of the things they were saying, and actually I had wondered about this too, couldn't you actually... I mean, if you took this house, nobody's trying to preserve the other one, I don't think. So
no, I haven't heard about that one.
Yeah, presumably that one's gonna go.
Sure.
So it's one house, and I think you had said before that you'd be able to get, was it 17 or 18?
I would have to pull what we ultimately presented to Planning Board, but it's less than that.
Wait, just one of the house? I thought it was 15.
So I think what everybody forgets... is 188 West Utica surrounds 180 and 184 West Utica. So on the east side of 180 West Utica, that is part of our parcel at 188 West Utica. So trying to take down only one house is very problematic.
You wouldn't be able to keep one house and... No. Why doesn't that work?
Because of the way that it impacts the way that the land use, we have to be able to meet certain criteria to make sure that there's the access, fire truck access, all of those things. The way that the lot gets divided up, and when you look at where the current property line falls on 180 and 184 West Utica, it really digs into that and it really impacts our project.
Can it be moved?
It's not something that we, the property owner, have found a way to move the house and continue to make it a feasible project. At the end of the day, all of these projects have to work economically.
Amy, if we could just kind of broadly look at this project for our listeners who, you know, they've heard of the Elmwood Crossings project. Mm-hmm. It's the redevelopment of the old Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
What exactly is the kind of the overall plan for it?
So the overall plan is Elmwood Crossing is actually a multitude of projects. It is mixed use in nature. The biggest component is obviously those former core hospital towers at 219 Bryant. That's where there is also a true historic project there that's happening. We're working with SHPO. We've put in our application with SHPO. So there are historic components to this project, and we have been good stewards of them and went forth with SHPO, working in conjunction with them to make sure that they're saved, preserved, and highlighted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.